The alien Tant from the Outer Worlds has been Ithrasoft-Ted the Society of Man since the early history of his ascent. Lately, they have taken a special interest in the United States of America. But today, no country on Earth is free from their contamination. Throughout the planet, the Outer Worldums are corrupting the moral values of mankind, spreading unrest and promoting violence, economic upheavals and fanning the flames of war. In the past, the Outer Worlds have often landed their craft on Earth in secluded areas to contact their own people. These contactees have in turn conditioned many others so that today there is an enormous army of their followers on Earth. But the vast majority of these followers are ignorant of the fact that they are being controlled by an alien race in the anti-world. They have been so successful Fathnalonja to be personally present on Earth. They manipulate the situation by remote control, in other words, conquest by proxy. The overall strategy is the complete control of Earth, or, if this is not possible, the destruction of it. All this in preparation for an eventual attack on the Confederation. Fortunately, Thrystilariathop. The Confederation had proposed to the top-level Govinsoft-Ment leaders that all people infected by the alien teachings should be reconditioned. This large task could have been undertaken with specialized equipment the Confederation has available for such a purpose, and Earth would have been purged. But this was not to be. The consensus of opinion on Earth was that all these problems of mankind were not of extraterrestrial origin and that they would best be solved by man on Earth by himself. Voldar said, as long as the planet remains in the hands of the people of Earth, that is all that concerns us. It happened unexpectedly during a routine thought transmission on November 13th, 1975. One of the superiors of the Confederation spoke to us at Q Base. Voldar said this to us. This is a very special occasion. This will not be the usual thought transmission. We have been honored by the visit of the High Superior of Colders. He is our beloved Superior Vax Noah. On this auspicious occasion he will converse with you. This is the 159th year of Vax Noah's reign on Colders and he has journeyed to all the planets of the Consoft-Federation to commemorate the occasion. While visiting the outpost we have on Venus in your solar system, maybe another dimension of Venus, it was his decision to visit your moon also, so that he distribute these throughout the Confederation. Once every year, Vax Noah continued, a conference is held on the mother planet, Granda. This conference is attended by all Confederation superiors and here Wabula Edison how the body of planets that make up the Commonwealth of Nations should be governed. You are all known to. We Aura and Voldar have brought back news and information about you. Yes, we have seen many changes in your solar system, such as the magnetic disturbance that is taking place there at the moment. But we are not too concerned, for we know that only good can come off this. Where ether moment not in a position to use the astral craft in which we normally travel, in your solar system. We use an Ultrasoft-native means of propulsion instead of the magnetic Mosoft-doors until the fields reform again in the usual pattern. The message that I would like to leave with you this evening is, be patient, trust in us. For indeed you will realize that we can see a little further into the future than it is possible for you to do at this present moment. Trust in us and a new way of life, a new path, will be revealed to you, as the ancient prophets did in the past. Their monuments are still there today to be seen on your planet, the pyramids and the Sphinx. Today, teaching comes differently. A new method has been found. Continuously, new methods of condition soft-hyphening will be used. But those who are prepared to accept this new conditioning of their own free will benefit and reap a rich harvest, a harvest, not of riches in money or goods, but of understanding, light, truth, and a nearness to the Divine One. This will be a great uplifting for all of you. I do hope that I shall see this come about during thrust of me life. I hope Ithaeth will one day join us of her own free will. Physis a dream of mine. Other superiors have governed Colders, who have lived to the age of an equivalent of 250 Earth years. They enjoyed the full benefits of life as I do. I have no ailments and that is as it should be, and that is how it will be for those who share our life philosophy. We are the instruments for the divine love and truth to manifest through. We are not gods. Never think of us as such. There is one divine creator of all the heavens that you can see, and that we can see, and what lies beyond that again. Vaxnoah had spoken without a break for some time. We were overwhelmed by the magnitude of this occasion. The privilege of listening to the superior of an evolved distant civilization was a sobering experience. We wished him a long and happy reign on Calders, that his efforts be crowned with success, and we expressed the hope that you would not fail him in the hour of need. Vaxnoah then added a few final words, "I feel that never before have I felt the overwhelming happiness and joy which seems to emanate from the walls of this spacecraft. I know that it can only come from you, my good friends, my newly found friends. Thank you again, and please excuse my limitations in expressing myself in fit conversation, for I am not conversant with this translating device. You see, I do not know your language, personally. Farewell, thank you all," said Vuldar. "This means much to our superior. It is the first time that he has spoken directly to Cubases. Pass our apologies to Edwin, for I know he had some difficulties during this thought transmission. This is due to the higher speech control that was necessary, but in spite of this small problem, he did well indeed. We will end this conversation now because we will be very busy this night. There are many bases we want to contact. In some cases it will be necessary to use radio receivers as a means of communication. We are now 525 kilometers above Earth's surface and we can see that there are storm conditions with some lightning. Therefore, you are very fortunate to have the thought channel as a means of communication. Those groups with radio receivers will have difficulties with atmospherics, affecting the equipment. Farewell from all of us in this carrier. Until we meet again." Note: one can imagine the stunning effect this surprise communication had on the witnesses present. With them, these remarkable communications were not just a voice coming through one of their number in trance. Each diff-soft-errant voice had its own personality, tone and timbre, had its own character and nature and its own peculiar individuality, distinctive expressions and particular specializations. Some of these same voices have now been coming through Edwin's radio and now him in trance for over 15 years, and they still have the same personalities, only aged with the years. These witnesses have no doubt about the reality of the contacts and felt a great duty and responsibility for Earth. One cannot adequately describe the feelings of the witnesses in something like this, even when one has experienced it, because of the profoundness of the event and the awe and sacredness of the atmosphere in which it is perceived. It is often overwhelming. Otkarl van Vlieden has attempted to put his under soft-standing of the relationship of events in time to travel in time, as gleaned from many comments on this subject throughout the scores of hours of recorded dialogue and transmissions. See next page. Evacuation Conditioning Station. We knew that our communication with Knftsoft-Aeration depended on the continuity of the magnetic field, and Zod have been better prepared when the final break came. When it did come, it was unexpected. How was it going to affect our relationship with the Confederasoft-Shin, which we had come to know so well over the years? How long would the break last? Would they ever return in our lifetime? In retrospect, we should have had no such thoughts, as Epica filled the gap very ably and carried on where the Confederation left off. But at the time, these were the imponderables we wrestled with. We understood very little of the behavior of the magnetic fields. We did understand that there are seasons in these fields and that periodically disturbances occur, as storms do on the surface of our globe during certain seasons. We should also have been forewarned by the local magnetic storm that occurred in our own solar system, when a large space cruiser became stranded in orbit near our Earth with power failing. Local storm: the 24th of June 1975 to the 12th of March 1976, Chapter 16. In that case the storm lasted for 9 months, and in this second case now the great magnetic storm dragged on for nearly 5 years. Great Storm: the 24th of June 1976 to the 18th of January 1981. Other storms, we have been subsequently told, have lasted 26 to 50 years and even longer. When this second one was over and the Confederacy could return again to our solar system, they resumed communicating with us as before. Their first Transoft-S mission on June 24th, 1981, was beamed to a tape recorder as the radio set used previously had been confiscated. Here is a third method of contact which was more frequently used on later contacts after the confiscation of Edwin's radio. The principle used was the same as in the operation of Edwin's radio. A 12-volt beam of power was transmitted. It was Tay Lance who spoke to us on that occasion. He said, "Once again we are able to travel the great distance to your universe and your beautiful Plasoft-net Earth. The magnetic fields have now stabilized and our Corinthian astral craft can make this journey again as in the past. About 5 years ago we visited your planet Regusoft-Lali and you may have wondered whether would ever return. But these long space journeys are only possible if the magnetic fields are stable. Periodically, great storms occur which prevent even our most powerful craft from bridging the vast gap between our universe and yours. Fortunately for all of us, these storms are very rare. These fascinating magnetic fields, invisible, trailing out to corridor-like tunnels, flowing through the vast universe between universes carry unseen parallel flux lines that refuse to be broken. These lines have the urge to return to a point of origin, always closing in loops between two poles. It is one of nature's laws. This persistent quality of magnetic loops to remain unbroken makes space travel possible. Perhaps it is the lifeblood of the universe because it flows everywhere in the arteries of its body. When a storm occurs, there is an interruption, a turnaround of the magnetic flow, a changing of course or a doubling back of the flux lines, but still closed loops are maintained although shorter than before. The causes of these storms are not known to us. They just happen. This cosmic magnetic storm was felt more by the Confederation colony on Epica than by Q groups on Earth. There, on far away Epica, where prehistoric Anisoft-Mals are still found, the small colony of Confederation and Earth people had to contend with extremely harsh and long winters. Development on the planet had not reached the stage it should have when the break came, and they were now battling to survive. Material aid was obtained for a Macauantrian Earth and in addition, a group of advanced beings from the third universe who were also trapped, assisted with advice. The energy crisis was overcome and Epica managed to pull through this period of isolation until the Confederation returned. The local 9-month storm had adverse consequences for mankind although they were unaware of it. For from that time, good relations between the Confederation and Earth government ceased. The Bortivetican, one of the Confederation ground bases by a certain power, came during this storm period. This sudden volt face put about the complete physical withdrawal of all Confederation craft and personnel from Earth. It was the final note of many futile deliberations and consultations which had been in progress for years. It was only when the Confederation could not defend these outposts of their peaceful overtures to our small planet. Mercifully, the attack was repulsed by the base, otherwise we would have had extraterrestrial know-how in the shape of a captured craft converted to military use by the nation concerned. All craft were safely withdrawn and the last of the Confederation personnel have left. All that now remains are Earth Q groups. These, amounting to thousands of members, according to a Confederation spokesman, are all over the world and they are apparently destined to play a leading role in the latest effort of the Confederation operations.